So just to think right now that it, that our custodians aren't doing their job because there's a bunch of dirt on the platform, it's not to do with that at all. But actually, I asked Caitlin for some volunteers. Who are they? Four of them, I think. Four. Come on down. Wow. We're going to we're talking about in awe of creation. I don't know whether I brought my bulletin in here. How many of you have your bulletins with you? Look at the front cover. Here it is, yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's just in awe of his creation. How many have just have been able to kind of drink in the awe of his creation in the last while? Like just sit and look at the skyline. Sit or just, you know, just receive from him. Elaine and I went just kind of doing some RVing here this last week, and we just kind of sat around and did nothing but eat and sleep and look around and go swimming. It was a tough week. You guys look like you're all up for parole or something like that. You're not. Come on down here. I got a job for you to do. All right? But, you know, we just, sometimes it's just beautiful to look at a starry night. Sometimes it's beautiful just to sit and look at a river that's flowing by, or just maybe sit out here in the new park. I can hardly wait for this new park to be done. It'll be great. It'll be able to, we'll just walk through and just have this huge, huge park. God's creation. And I know the park's going to be created by man, but he's going to be using God's stuff. He's going to use trees, and then the ducks will come in and all that kind of stuff. And no, you can't go hunting, Russ. Okay? So you can't wear cami over there and hide in one of the blinds or nothing like that. But it's just going to be his creation, all kind of constructed. And God gave each person an ability to create. And I think that's awesome as well. So you're going to be able to create. Can you guys create things? Sure. Sure, why not? So this is kind of a medical thing, so you need to wear rubber gloves. I have one each here, or two each for you. I have to put these on. These are not surgical gloves, but they're... Okay, there you go. All right, so you see this pile of dirt. We're going to talk about God's creation. And so I want you to create Adam. Okay? No big thing, right? I mean, you guys probably never even thought of this, but, right? So what I want you to do is go up there, and you have to get together on this, so I don't want a head on each end, okay? We'll have one head, either end. You guys decide on that, and we need two arms and then two legs, kind of in a torso. Just, I mean, you don't have to make them with eyebrows and all that kind of stuff. Just kind of the shape, okay? Can you do that? Begin. While we're doing that, I'm going to talk. So you can decide which end, okay? That's going to be the head end. Okay, so make it, yeah, just dig around. Somebody can make legs down here. The short legs, it could be Italian. My brother and I, we have size 28-inch inseam, and he's 6'2". Like, I saw him come out of his logging truck one time, and he was walking like this. And I thought, like, it's like Bermuda shorts on. And I thought, that's an Italian thing, you know, from the torso up, not down. Anyways, you can see this picture. You can see this. When I went through, I was looking for a picture, and this same picture, this is the one that's best. I don't know how they had it, but they had somebody with a golden wedding ring on, and that really wasn't at that time in that context, so I made sure that I got the one without the wedding ring. But this is God creating out of the dirt. Remember that? It says, we'll create man in our image, man. And so this is coming along good. Oh, no, you got to attach the head to the body. Yeah, that's good, yeah. It's not a car accident, okay? You're doing good. No, that's good. So the whole idea was God created the whole earth and created everything, created light and everything, and there was this big, beautiful area in this garden, and then he just kind of, can you imagine, he took dirt like this. This is good dirt. This is Richmond soil. We should have just got Derek to bring in a truckload and dump it right here. I never even thought of that. Good Richmond soil. So, looking good, eh? So God created in his image, but he just took the dirt of the earth that he already said is good. Everything he creates is good. Every one of you is good. And so as they're creating this, God just, can you imagine? He must have come down and did it, right? I never thought about that till now, but he must have come down and just kind of played like, remember when you were a kid? Go out in the garden and eat worms? Well, he went out in the garden and made worms, right? He went out in the garden and he created this. And then he wrote this through the psalmist to each one of us. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. He created us in our innermost being and knit us together in our mother's womb. Every one of us was knit together in our mother's womb. Looking good. Looking good. And he said, my frame is not hidden from you. When I was in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. You know, they've done scientific studies that renders us down to certain elements. And so it's actually when we die and basically go into the earth, we just go back to where we came from, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Right? That's this physical part. Everyone has a physical package, and that's what houses your soul and your spirit. Okay? Your soul and your spirit are eternal. Your physical, nah, not so much. Some are going to last a long time. Some are going to last not very long. My mom lasted 95 years. I'm going for that. I want to preach on my 100th birthday. I probably won't even know what I'm preaching, and if I use the sermon from before, I don't care. Because most of the people wouldn't remember either. So, but I would, that's my goal. I want to live because I love this earth. I love life. But this is only temporary. But the Jim Caruso and the spirit that's been reborn by the Spirit of God through the gift of salvation in Jesus Christ lives on forever. Isn't that great? Like forever and ever, amen. We sang about this. We sang about the depth of this. Continue on, it says, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written before there was even one that came into being. So how long do you know each one of us is going to live? We don't. And how many of us attended a funeral in the last week or the last 2 weeks or the last month? We're not going to make it out of here alive. And that's not something to fear. Live every day like Jesus is coming back, and expect to go with him at the end of the day. Just do it. Live the fullest. Don't have any regrets when you're done. Hey, this is looking good. He's got a happy face on. He's got hair. Cool. Arms. I'll get out of the way so you can see that. I think it looked, what do you think, Pastor Randy?
Very good.
Not bad, eh? Well proportioned. You guys enjoying this? Have you ever made Adam before? No? Well, I think for your first time, don't you think that they did awesome? Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. I like that. That looks really good. We need to take a picture of that. That's cool. Needs a haircut, but other than that, I think it's great. Okay? Thank you very much. Thank you for your help. The beautiful thing about creation is not only does he do things in a tangible way like that, but he gives us gifts so that we can worship him, that we can paint, that we can write about him. And this next song that the team is going to do, I want you to really look at the words and sing them, but I want you to really look at them because they unfold the beauty of creation of our God.
Thank you.
the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, we spoke in the dark and fleshed out the wonders of life. As you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. Pursuit of what you said. If it all reveals your nature, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation all obeys you, so will I. So will I. So will I. Praise you, O Lord. The stars worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roll your greatness, so will I. For everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send, so will I. You speak 100 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've done. Every part designed in a work of art called love. If you gladly chose surrender, so will I. I can see your heart 8 billion different ways. Every precious one, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, so will I. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
Look at that word, on a hill you created. Think about God when he created the earth. He created Golgotha. He created the hill, the skull, they called it. He created for this purpose. This was in the very beginning. That mountain was created in the very beginning when God was putting everything together before Adam was even created here. Think about the power of forward thinking, knowing that Adam was going to sin, separate himself from God, and he already had a plan for you and I to come to know him. And I'm going to give you that opportunity in a few minutes. If you haven't made that decision for Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, this is what it is all about. Jesus, the Son of God, loved us, and the Father loved us so much that he came and died on a hill he created. Wow. Think about this. Think about this pile of dirt. Look around and actually look at everybody and see that you're not a pile of dirt. Right? You're actually pretty good looking people. Right? Squeeze your skin. In Isaiah or Ezekiel, it talks about that God said to prophesy to those bones. Like, there's not even bones, this is dirt. And then when God said, you know, I'm going to breathe life into this human, this Adam, what he did was he just, I don't know what he did. Did he get on, did he make a mouth?
Like this?
And get dirt on his lips? I don't know. But he breathed into him life. And all the bones came together and all the sinew and all the tissue and all everything came together. Blood vessels, miles of them. Nervous system, miles and miles of them, all connected into this computer up here where these little synapses connect and send messages out and think faster than any other computer. Holds more intelligence than any other computer and can fix itself. One time they didn't think the brain could heal itself, or could heal itself. And now they can. Now your brain can. Like, we can do things. If you've had a cut, you know that your body can heal it, or a doctor can come in and suture it, or whatever the case is. But God has made this such an awesome thing out of a pile of dirt. Right? That's where you started. That's where you'll end, in this physical being. But guess what? The soul, the Jim Caruso, whoever it is in this building, the person is going to go on to be with Jesus Christ forever. Isn't that great? Because our spirit is reborn on a hill you created. The psalm goes into an area of intimacy with God, and this slide here deeper. We saw on the advertising here, or on our announcements, that there's going to be on Tuesday night starting in September. We're going to have a kind of a service. Like, I don't know whether you could say it's not going to be like this. It's going to be time of worship and a kind of time of prayer and time of prophecy, a time of getting deeper with God. So really not structured except by the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray that God will guide us and direct us, and needs will be met, but we'll just have a good time in praise and worship. If we praise and worship for 45 minutes, that's okay. Or if we just, somebody has a word of prophecy, that's good. If we feel an anointing come on us to pray for somebody who's sick, if somebody needs freedom, that's what we want to do. We want to get deeper with God. Do you want to get deeper with God? This is going to be an opportunity, not just for people who want to come and pray, but people who want to get deeper with God. So this is what it's about. Tuesday night is going to be kind of like a midweek service, but really different than our Sunday morning service. So, because we want to have intimacy with God, right? Intimacy. We just don't want to have friendship with God. We do want to have that. We want to have relationship with God. But like in a marriage, you want to have intimacy. So listen to this. In Psalm 139, it says this: "How precious to me are your thoughts concerning me, God." Do you think about that, God? God thinks about your thoughts. That's not so good for some of us, right? You know, like, oh, because does he know those thoughts too? Look, he's interested in who you are and what you're thinking about. How many of you think about your kids? How many think about your spouse? How many think about your parents? You want the best for them. You pray for them. You want this. This is what you want. Right? God wants that for you. "How vast is the sum of them? If I were to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I'm awake, I'm still with you." God doesn't sleep. So we go to sleep. We get up in the middle of his day usually. You know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. He's already started the day, midnight before. And he's with you. Do you always feel that? Do you feel that he's with you? Don't let the devil steal that from you. God is with you. He's there watching over you when you sleep, protecting you when you sleep, ministering to you when you sleep. And when you get up, you're in his presence still. He says, "You searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You know when I sit down and I don't rise up. You know when I sit on the couch and I watch TV, you know?" He knows everything about you. He knows when you go for that 10-mile run. He knows all the things. Maybe you go for that walk on the dike, or you travel like Barry, you know, riding a bike all over the Kootenays. Like, wow. God knows. "You know when I sit down, when I rise up, you perceive my thoughts from afar." Man, he just cares about us. "You discern my going on without my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely." Well, so why do we even have to pray? I mean, really, you just sit there and think. Telepathy, you know? That's not the way it works. God knows everything about you because he knows everything about you. He created you out of this pile of dirt. He put this brain in here. He put the ability for you to communicate with him. He put that part of software in your brain so that you can talk with him all the time and that he can talk with you. So before there's a word on your tongue, you know it completely. Sometimes there's a word on your tongue that you don't want to say, right? He knows those ones too. You know, when the spouses get together and want to have that kind of deep, intimate yelling match? You know the words that you might just want to say, but maybe you do. God knows those ones as well. And you know what you need to do is yield them ones up to him and don't send them to anyone else. But all the time that you're in that situation, he's loving you, caring for you, not saying, you know, I'm disappointed and I'm ashamed of you. He's never disappointed and he's never ashamed of you. That's the intimacy that he has with us. He says in Psalm 139 in verse 5, it says, "You hem me in before and behind. You lay your hand upon me." Wow. You hem me in from before and behind. It's nice protection, don't you think? Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. You will never get deep enough to figure God out. So, but the deeper you get, the more that you'll understand him. And the more you understand him, the better that you can have that intimate relationship with him. We're going to talk about presence now. Where can I flee? Where can I go from your presence? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I made my bed in the depths, or Sheol, some it says, if I went to hell, you are there. God is everywhere. He doesn't want you to go to hell. Now, some people might think, oh, well, hell is not really a place. Or that you've been living in hell while you've been here. Well, no, you haven't, but you probably have had a tough life. But you haven't been living in hell, because hell is carved out for those who are absent and separated from God. Hell is a real place. Jesus talked about it lots. Hell is a place you don't want to go, and no person that you know should go. This is why we preach the gospel of good news. The good news is you come to Christ, accept him as your personal Savior. You have a relationship with Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. There's a picture here of a little tiny person on a mountaintop looking over with the sun coming down. I don't know that you've ever experienced that. I've been on a mountaintop like that with just the beauty and majesty, magnificence of God all around me. He's all around you, his presence. Psalm 139 again, verse 9, it says, if I rise with the wings of the dawn, and if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. Isn't that awesome? The night will shine like the day, and for darkness is as light to you. Oh, man. I just think about the power of light over the power of darkness. And I mentioned this before, that if this room was totally dark, black, not a light on, you just have to strike one match, one glow stick, one barbecue starter, I don't know, whatever would bring light, one little flashlight, and this whole room full of darkness cannot extinguish that. Isn't that awesome? That's the power of light. And here he says, the light becomes darkness around me. Even darkness will not be dark to you. Why? Because he's the light. And you know what? When we know him as our personal Savior, we were darkness and now we are light. We're light in a dark place. This world is a dark world. And we get to bring the light of Jesus Christ in there. Is this good news? This is for us to live practically with. This is what God wants us to know about him. This is why he created the first Adam. This is why he knit together all this and brought life to this pile of dirt, so that he could have fellowship and relationship. And it's not just enough for us to find that, and we need to actually walk in that experience that we have. But there's a purpose for us, and it's a prophetic purpose. Isaiah 42:5-9 says this: God's message, the God who created the cosmos, stretched out the skies, laid out the earth and all that grows from it, who breathes life into earth's people, makes them alive with his own life. I am God. I have called you to live right and well. I have taken responsibility for you. Keep you safe. I have set you amongst my people to bind them to me and provide you as a lighthouse to the nations. That's our purpose. To make a start at bringing people into the open, into light, opening eyes, opening blind eyes, releasing prisoners from dungeons, emptying the dark prisons. Let me read that again as the team comes, the worship team. Isaiah prophesies this for us today, to make a start, bringing people into the open, into the light, opening blind eyes, releasing prisoners from dungeons, and emptying the dark prisons. We're in a series of themes for this month, August. We're looking at the awesomeness of God's creation. We're going to look at the awesomeness of God's power in September. And then we're going to go into spiritual warfare in the month of October. We're going to deal with idols, and we're going to deal with demons, and we're going to deal with all this kind of stuff that plagues our lives, and especially people in this world who have not been set free from that. We're going to minister for that whole month in this whole area, and we're going to go deeper into that understanding of what this spiritual warfare thing is all about. But we're building up to that, looking at his creation and thinking, every time you walk outside, just drink it in. Every time you see somebody, just look at him and go, wow, look at this baby here. People love babies, right? It's just awesome. We all started off as babies. Jesus started off as a baby. There's creation there. We need to reach out into this world, because the enemy comes from the time we're a baby to where we are now and tries to captivate us, put us in prison, slow us down, stop us from moving ahead with him. I want you to stand with me. As I said earlier, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond to the power of the Holy Spirit ministering to you. From this pile of dirt became a flesh person who had a relationship with God. Then that relationship, because of their choice, separated them, and that's called original sin. So we're all born with that. There's no cure for that except by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And once you've done that, then this pile of dirt created into this human likeness of God now has this intimate relationship with him. Is it important? Absolutely. It's the very best thing, the very best choice you could ever make in your whole entire life. So while every head's bowed, nobody's looking around, let the Holy Spirit just kind of speak into your heart and say, hey, you know what? I really love you. I want to set you free. I want to make your life different than it is today. I really want you to spend eternity with me, the Holy Spirit's saying, but more so, I want to give you the power to be able to make it through this world that you're living in today. I want to infuse you with power. I want you to be able to walk in strength and trust and belief that God is over and above all the things that you're facing even today, whether it's finances or whatever it is, maybe relationships. You can't do it alone. Maybe you're walking through grief. Maybe you're walking through struggles in areas, and you can't do it alone. But you can do it with him. You can yoke up with him, and he will take your burden. I remember praying for a lady, and she had cancer, and I prayed. I said to her, you know what? I'd like to pray for two things. First of all, I'd like to pray for your healing. Secondly, I'd like to pray for your relationship with Jesus Christ. And I said, would that be okay? And she said, yes. And so, interesting, she never got physically healed, but she got spiritually renewed. I'm inviting you to make that decision. So again, with your heads bowed, nobody looking around, if you have not made Jesus Christ and invited him into your life to be your personal Savior, would you raise your hand up, please? Just raise it up. Thank you, Lord. Up in the balcony, anybody? Pretty tough decision. Remember when they asked us if we didn't know Christ to come up to the front? We just felt the Holy Spirit say, you need to do that. We didn't even know what that meant. But what it is you're publicly acknowledging, actually privately because nobody's supposed to be looking around. You're publicly acknowledging that you need Jesus as your Savior. So I'm going to ask that again. Is anybody here like to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior this morning? While your Holy Spirit's moving, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We're going to worship for a few minutes and then we're going to dismiss. If you'd like prayer for anything, I want you to come up to the front, or we invite you to come up to the front and we'll pray for you. We'll anoint you with oil. We'll just believe that God is going to do a ministry. If you're in the balcony, we'd invite you to come down as well if you need prayer. Pastor Randy and the team.